Welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams. This is your host, George Whitehurst Perry. And we're very pleased to welcome back David John Oates. David, our regular guest, was unable to be on speak. But this is speech technology. Welcome back to the show, David.
Hey, George, good to be back. I haven't been on for a while, it seems.
Yeah.
Stuff happening.
All right. Well, there's been an explosion of interest in reverse speech, and David has been keeping quite a busy schedule. So very glad to have you back. And with 30 years of research, there's plenty of material. What do you have for us today?
Oh, we've got a few, mixture of quite a few things, actually. In point of fact, I've got a whole bunch of reversals that people have sent me that I have to go through yet, which I'll have ready for next week's show. But, we're going to look at some on the State of the Union, that our fine president did, and a few other little bits and pieces. So, but first of all, I got a great reversal that I found in a client tape at, and of course I got my client's permission to use it, and this reversal really sums up what I do for a living, actually. Mm-hmm. So it's a great little reversal. So here's the forwards.
And then it's like, oh, you want to write women's movies or kids' stories?
And it says, hear Oates. It's either speak the hidden or seek the hidden. So you decide. I hear speak, actually, but some other people say they hear seek. So anyway, so hear Oates, which is obviously my name. Hear Oates, speak the hidden. And here we go.
Hear Oates, speak the hidden.
Speak, it's speak.
It is speak.
No question about it. It's not even close.
Yeah, it's definitely speak. So here, I'll play it again. So here's the forwards.
And then it's like, oh, you want to write women's movies or kids' stories?
And here's reversal.
Here Oates speak the hidden. Here Oates speak the hidden. Here Oates speak the hidden.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that a great little reversal,
oh,
eh?
Yeah.
sums up what I do for a living, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's one of the really neat things about reverse speech, because you never know exactly what you're going to find.
No, you never do. No, it's always a bit of a lucky dip sometimes. I mean, gee whiz, I've had some pretty interesting stories over the years with the things I've found that have got me into trouble. So here's I'm just going to play a few at random here. This is one on Brad Steiger talking about ETs.
He was actually aiming his F-51 at a planet that was millions of miles distance in outer space.
And here he says, it's an alien.
It's an alien.
Oh, yeah.
It's an alien.
There you go.
So, nice congruent reversal.
Yeah, took the words right out of my mouth. I was about to say those exact same words, actually. Yeah, nice congruent little reversal. So, here's Alex Jones saying backwards, I'm so mad.
And that's what they intend for us to be, is scared and then to back down. The establishment just arrested the former Republican governor of Virginia on trumped up garbage.
Here it is, I'm so mad.
I'm so mad.
Yeah, there it is, you know, I'm so mad. Yeah, another little congruent reversal.
Yeah.
You know? Just expressing how he feels. I got so many here. I'm trying to think which ones were clear as and which ones weren't. I can't remember now. So I don't want to pull out an unclear one. Alright, so here we have, which is one I want to play. Have I played this one? I haven't played you this one. I'm sure I haven't. This is on Obama. Okay. And Obama loves using his own name in reverse. I've played a few in the past on the show where he's used his own name. So here's the Fords.
It should be the power of our vote.
It should be the power of our vote. Passionate, wonderful Ford statement. Backwards he says, Barack, believe the blank.
Barack, believe the shit. Barack, believe the shit.
That's a nice illustration of incongruent.
Absolutely, yeah. And he believes his own blank. That's funny, I know. Oh, dear. See, you never know what you're going to find in reverse, do you?
You know that what you do find is the truth.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, seeing we're doing Barack, here he is again.
But you can't be as selective in terms of, you know, cherry picking and making determinations that she's now suddenly the face of foreign policy, that she, you know, shaped economic policy, except for the stuff that didn't work out, in which case that was somebody else's problem or somebody else's fault.
He's having a go at Hillary Clinton. Wow. And he says, this must be before the election, I guess. This must be way back when they were running against each other. Anyway, he says, I am a celeb.
Play it, I'm a celeb. Play it, I'm a celeb.
Oh, yeah.
Play it, I'm a celeb.
Ah, he's got a big head, doesn't he? All right, here's one. Oh, yeah, here he is. Here's another one.
Healthcare costs now eat up less of our economy.
Here he says, sell, buddy.
Sell, buddy. Sell, buddy.
That's a really clear one.
Yeah, it's a really clear one, isn't it? Yeah. There's some cool little reversals on Barack Obama. We're going to look at some more on the State of the Union in a sec, but I've still got some other little juicy ones I'm going to play. Here is Ehud Barak. Okay, so here is the... Now, what's he? He's not the Prime Minister of Israel. What is he? He's something to do with Israel. Okay, I don't know now. Do you know? I'm showing my ignorance over politics, aren't I? Right, so here's the forwards.
This is the time to deploy the globally concerted effort led by the United States, the UK, Europe, and Russia.
And here he says, it was shocking the world.
This was shocking the world.
Oh, yeah.
This was shocking the world.
Yeah, there it is.
This was shocking the world.
Wish I had a context on that. It helped reversal make a bit more sense, but I don't really. It's a bit shame. Just hang on a sec. I've got a radio going off in the background here. Okay, we'll turn that down. For those who don't know, I'm an avid amateur radio operator. And actually, I got my license back in 1977, but I only started keeping logs again back in 2012. And I reached my 100th country a couple of weeks ago. So country number 100, and you get a big award for that. So I'm compiling all my evidence now and sending it all on.
All right.
A bit of a side note for anyone interested in the private life of David John Oates. Go to my website, davidoates.com, and read up on me. You can find a lot of little interesting tidbits about me. And talking about websites, there's a new reverse speech site coming out. Should be up. Well, he told me by the weekend. That could be any time between now and the next couple of days. And, it's backwardmessages.com. So, watch out for that new site.
So we have reach.com. We have David Oates, OATES.com. And then we have
backwardmessages.com.
Backwardmessages.com.
They'll be coming out in a couple of days. Anyway. And yeah, the backwardmessages.com is a very simple site. Reverse speech is very heavy, if you know what I mean. You know, it's full of articles and tests and reports and, of course, not to mention the 10,000 reversals on there. But backwardmessages.com is designed as an introductory site. Very simple explanation, very easy to hear reversals. You'll see it. And, we're also going to do a facelift on reversespeech.com, but that's about a month away yet. So, and for those of you, look, I think we're talking about everything we got. For those of you who haven't got the app yet, you've got to go to ireversespeech.com and download the Reverse Speech app. And for your iPhone, that will be coming out on Android in a couple of months for all those who are asking the question. I can't tell you the number of requests I've had for Android, George. I've been overwhelmed with all the requests. So anyway.
Well, now, could you just briefly describe that? Because we've talked about it before, but we've got new listeners every week. So what is the app?
It's a app for the iPhone, which you can download. Go to ireversespeech.com. You can download the app and to your iPhone, and it allows you to record audio, or you can import audio from your library, so you can either record from the microphone or the app. Great recording, great little microphone too, George. You just put the thing in the middle of the table and sit back, a couple of feet away and talk, and it picks up really, really well.
Oh, wow.
I'm really pleased at the quality. You don't need a digital recorder if you've got the app. And then you can play it forwards and backwards, and you can slow the speed down. A variable speed. You can crop your files on it. So if you find a reversal, you can just crop out the reversal itself and then email that to a friend or to us. You can all do that in the app. There's a little box you click to send to Reverse Speech, and then it gets sent to us. We've had quite a few good reversals sent to us, actually. I mean, some obvious ones that weren't there. It's always the case when you're a newcomer, but a surprising number of reversals that are quite clear for those who have already, ready purchased the app. So that's all very exciting stuff. So yeah. So that's what the app is. What else can you do with the app? I think that's about it right now. There's a new version coming out, version 1.1, that should be ready he's predicting 2 or 3 weeks. Wow.
All right. Well,
so that's the story.
It is quite affordable also.
It's only $4.99. Well, the free, you can download it for free. There's a free version, but that only records for 30 seconds. And you don't have a crop or share function in the free version. But you can upgrade to the full version for $4.99. And
that's a one-time charge. That's not per month or anything like that.
No. That's a one-time charge. Yes. Oh. One-time charge. Yes. Yes, and that's it. And you're into the world of reverse speech. If you've got an iPad, the iPad version should be out in a week or two. Working on everything all at once. Slowly but surely.
And that website is for the app is again?
ireversespeech.com. That's just reverse speech with an I in front of it. Because that's the name of the app. Ireverse speech.
All right.
Okay. So there you go. So yeah. So we're moving along slowly but surely. it's all very good stuff. All right. So let's find some more reversals, shall we? Here we go. Oh, now you remember, it was in the news or two or three weeks ago. I shouldn't laugh. Sorry. I retract that laugh. About a zoo in Copenhagen that killed a giraffe. Well, and it hit all the news because they killed it in front of kids and fed it to lions or something crazy like that. And there was this huge public outcry across the world about it. Anyway, here's the zookeeper.
If it's a pest or not, who decides whether it's a pest or not?
And he says, I'm upset.
Oh, not sick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not sick. Oh, not sick.
Yeah, there we go. And then we have another one.
Forget about keeping animals. Forget about having animals in the wild as well.
And here he says, someone angry. Oops.
Someone angry.
Oh, yeah.
Very clear.
Someone angry.
Yeah.
Someone angry.
Yeah, they're very clear. Yep, yep. Yeah. All right. And then you've got one other on the zookeeper.
So it's not cruel. That's normal.
But in a London zoo, we wouldn't be showing school children this process. We would protect them from it, but I have to.
This one said, they are a whore.
Yes, they are a whore.
Oh!
They are a whore.
Wow.
They are a whore.
That one's clear too, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely someone is upset.
Yeah, I would actually say so. Oh my God. All right. Okay. Look, I've got a whole lot more here, but I haven't listened to them. So I don't know, how clear they are. Let me just take a bit of a risk here. This is one I haven't listened to. Let's see how clear it is. Okay, folks, this is raw.
And we've got to make sure this recovery leaves no one behind.
And he says, I have no one steal your backup.
I'll have no one steal your record.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
I'll have no one steal your record.
I wonder what that means.
I'll have no one steal your record.
Huh.
That's cryptic.
Very cryptic. Your backup. Well, what's a backup? Backup of computer disk, backup of files, isn't it? Oh, some subterfuge going on somewhere.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It reeks of James Bond. Ooh. Yeah. well, okay. Well, seeing I did okay on that one. I might try some. I know that one's not clear. I've listened to that one. Oh, here's Dodi Fayed. Not Dodi Fayed. He's the guy who dies as his father, whatever his name was. The Princess Di's boyfriend's father who died in the crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not the father who died, the boyfriend who died.
The father who got very upset and...
Most upset. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Okay, so here we go.
How can he wake up in the morning with a woman? She looks like a crocodile.
Yeah, it says an omen.
An omen.
Oh, yeah.
An omen.
That's clear, too.
An omen.
Yeah, that's clear, too. All right, okay. Oh, we're not doing too bad here, are we?
All right, and I think he financed, and there was a film which was banned in Britain, or... I believe.
Yeah, there was something like that. Yeah, I know.
A while back, yeah.
Alright, here's some ones on the Snowden. Well, they'll be interesting. Let's see how clear these ones are. And like I say, I haven't listened to these. These have just been sent to me, so.
I'll never be fully safe.
He won't be either. And the hero says, Fierce the Wolf.
Fierce the Wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's there.
Fierce your wolf.
It's Fierce your wolf, not the wolf. It's Fierce your wolf.
Fierce your wolf.
Yeah.
Fierce your wolf.
Well, there it is.
Fierce your wolf.
Yeah, well, okay. I guess he had a pretty fierce wolf to release all the stuff he released. Takes a lot of guts to do that. And here's another one.
it was the creeping realization that no one else was going to do this.
Okay, and he said, I'm the one.
Final one.
Oh, yeah. Final one.
Yeah, there it is. And he was the one. He was the one who did it. He realized no one else was going to do it, and he did it.
Or who the NSA shares the software with. Germany is one of the countries that has access to XKeyscore.
It sounds rather frank.
And this one says, in emergency, they will force us.
In emergency, they will force us.
Oh, yeah.
In emergency, they will force us.
Wow, that's a bit ominous, isn't it?
In emergency.
Yeah.
Reeks of martial law. Well,
that's a great reversal, isn't it?
Yeah, very congruent. Yeah, they're good reversals on Snowden. Wow. Well, someone just earned themselves a bit of money. I paid $10 a reversal, by the way. Anyone wants to earn some extra money? But they've got to be reversals that I use. So they've got to be good. But that's great. But it's good. I get fed with a constant flow of reversals.
Okay, well, the iPhone app is $4.99. So
$4.99.
If you find one single reversal that David uses, you've doubled your money.
You have. Absolutely right. What a deal, hey?
Yeah.
What a deal. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and it's good. I'm actually sent some good quality reversals. Well, you can see all of these.
They've all been quite clear.
Yeah, they've all been really good.
Interesting as well. Particularly with Snowden and his congruent reversals.
Yeah, that's true. All right, well, let's try someone with the First Lady. Okay, we're doing well so far. Okay, so here's Michelle Obama.
Truly a pleasure to welcome you all here today to the White House.
And here she says, hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
Oh!
Hell with the state.
Oh, my God.
Hell with the state.
Oh, my. Wow, that's clear, isn't it?
Yep.
And, wow, that's very incongruent. Here's the forwards again.
Truly a pleasure to welcome you all here today to the White House.
Oh, my God. Hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
Hell with the state.
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, that's she's very congruent in her incongruence. I mean,
she really
she's consistently incongruent.
Yeah. All right, okay, well, let's try another one then on the First Lady. Here's another one. Oh, sorry, that's so loud. Let me turn that down.
Applause should go to all of you.
And here she says, blow it on yourself.
Blow it on yourself.
Wow, that's another one.
Oh, my God.
Blow it on yourself.
Oh my, these are live folks. I haven't heard these before. I'm just,
and they're there.
Wow. Well, someone's just earned themselves some money.
Well, and that's not very flattering to Hillary.
Not Hillary, Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Wrong president. No, not very flattering at all. Oh, my God. Wow. All right. So, okay. All right. What else have I got here? Here's Ron Paul. Okay.
I tried real hard to work with Democrats and people like Dennis Kucinich and others and Ron Wyden.
They all repeat the sacrament. Huh, that's an interesting one.
They all repeat the sacrament.
Oh, that's clear. Yeah, well, there you go. I guess by the sacrament, he means the oath of office. I guess that's what he's talking about. They all believe in what they're doing. I guess is another way of interpreting it.
They all repeat the sacrament. Well, I'd be interested to hear more of the foreword on that.
Yeah, that's all I got. So there we go.
It's a very very clear, like just like the other reversals.
Yeah, they're all really good ones. Wow. So I know who sent them to me, but they don't want to be named. So all right. Well, here's another one then. Gee whiz, this is David Icke.
Conference in 1897 was supposed to be in Munich, Germany. But they had to move it to Basel, Switzerland because of opposition in Germany by Jewish people who didn't agree with all this stuff about relocating everybody to Israel as part of the Zionist plan.
And he says, they're Jewish, they'll be an American, whatever that means.
They're Jewish, they'll be an American.
Oh, that's...
They're Jewish, they'll be an American.
No, the last word's not American. No, they're Jewish is there.
They're Jewish, they'll be an American.
Yeah.
No, it's not American. No.
No, it's not. Oh, well, that's the only bad one out of a whole good bunch. That's not bad average. that's pretty good batting average. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now I've got some reversals on Barack Obama.
Okay. Let's play those right after the break.
At Truth Frequency Radio, we bring you the very best personalities in the independent media without the corporate influence and with limited commercial interruption. Over the past year, Truth Frequency Radio has become one of the fastest growing media outlets in the world, and we owe it all to you. That's why with every donation of $30 or more, we'll send you your very own Survive Drive as a way of saying thanks for your continued support. The Survive Drive is jam-packed with nearly 600 ebooks to help you survive everything from everyday life to major disasters. Donate today and we'll continue to wage war against the powers that shouldn't be. Again, thanks for your support and for making Truth Frequency Radio your choice for news without the hate, hype, and fear.
Tired of being lied to? Are you interested in seeking the truth about what's really going on in our modern time and how this links to our ancient past? Have you ever wondered if we're alone in the universe, or if we're even alone on this planet? Is this information being withheld from the public?
You are not alone in your search for the truth. We live in exciting times. Millions of people around the world are currently taking a second look at the nature of reality, how the world is really structured, where we've come from, and where we could be headed. My name is David Whitehead, and I am the host of Truth Warrior right here on Truth Frequency Radio. In May of this year, I will be hosting the Modern Knowledge Tour of Canada. We will be driving across the country and visiting 11 major Canadian cities over the course of 3.5 weeks. We will be featuring the incredible work of Richard Dolan and Michael Tellinger, as well as many more scholars from around the world representing various fields of research.
This will prove to be a unique way of connecting people who have a passion for knowledge. We invite you to join us this year for a historic Canadian event that will be felt around the world. Visit us at modernknowledge2014.com.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Broadcasting worldwide in complete defiance of the U.S. Patriot Act and the NDAA.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio Network.
back with our guest, David John Oates, and the Oates speech. And David, what is the schedule on beginning classes for those who want to start learning more about reverse speech?
Well, I'm still only halfway through my current analyst class, so we've got another 3 or 4 months to go yet. So, I won't be starting a new class until this current one finishes. So, you're 3 or 4 months away, I would imagine. So,
all right.
You can always get started as a correspondence student, though, although I must admit it's not as exciting as being in the live class. Yes, it's one of the big disappointments of mine over the years that that there's not more people out there doing reverse speech.
Well, it's in the process of changing at this point. Seems like there has been quite a surge of interest in Britain.
Yes, there has been. Yes. Actually, in point of fact, there's been a surge of interest all over the world. I'm booked out for the next 2 months with session work clients. So, which is fantastic, really, and getting some amazing changes and shifts, and people's whole lives are changing. It's the most rewarding thing to have all these incredible results come back. And reverse speech works so well because it taps into the unconscious. It will tell us the exact reason and cause in metaphor for anyone's issues or problems. And it makes it unparalleled to use in therapy. You can find out precisely what has caused someone's problems and someone's issues. And then reverse speech would go one step further and tell us ways to fix it and to work with it, which is even more exciting yet again.
Now, there is no other technology that can measure up to reverse speech's ability to do this.
No, there's not. No. Well, there's no other technology that taps into the unconscious mind to the level that reverse speech does. I mean, hypnosis taps into some aspects of the unconscious, but it doesn't go as deep as what reverse speech does. Reverse speech is dealing with a totally different part of the mind than what hypnosis works with, and also a lot of other modalities. Even affirmations are only working with the very surface level. They don't go down to the deep levels that reverse speech go down to.
Well, now the reversals are the communication of the unconscious to the conscious. So, with these affirmations, there is no exchange of information between the conscious and unconscious mind. So, so what lasting effect do the affirmations actually have if they're not directly speaking to the unconscious in the language of the unconscious? They're only speaking at a conscious level. What lasting changes can that accomplish if it's only on a conscious level? In other words, is it just like putting a Band-Aid over a problem?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes. Yeah. And no, I'm not aware of any modality that shifts as deeply and as profoundly as reverse speech does, which is all very exciting, I think, anyway.
So now the other point is part of what you teach is to look for changes in the unconscious. So you've actually got that feedback to the conscious, which is another thing that you don't have from just saying affirmations. You have no feedback.
Right. Right. We'll see. And you're absolutely right. And the whole process, I take clients on an 8 session process. And the first session we record for 30 minutes and we talk about the problem and the issue. I then go and analyze the tape, which is a time-intensive process in and of itself. And then in the second session, we report the results back to the client. Like we say to the client, okay, this is what the reversal said. You know, and it might say something like, you know, I feel, she might be saying forwards, I feel very depressed and I don't know why. And the reversal might come back and say, had a sad youth. And so that points to the source of her depression, okay? And, you know, there'll be anywhere between 20 and 30 reversals in a typical 30-minute tape, which should give us a very good idea of what's going on. Then in the third session, I ask the client, how do we fix the problem? What do we do to solve it? And it will come back, usually in metaphor, and give me precise steps to follow. And then in the two sessions after that, I lead my clients on what are called meta-walks, which are basically, it's a very simple way of explaining it, but it's the only way I can think of. They're guided visualization journeys through the unconscious. You are, they're all based on your reversals and the metaphors that appear in your transcript. And it really is a shamanistic-like pictorial journey through these metaphors and archetypes of the unconscious mind. And then we do another tape where I ask the unconscious, what has changed? What changes do you notice? And that tape will actually tell us what's changed, what hasn't changed, whether we need any further work. And then I'll normally finish the process off with one last final meta-walk. So that's what I do.
And that's another incredible, amazing thing is that the unconscious knows exactly what's needed to heal itself. And it will tell you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, it will. See, there's a wealth of knowledge in the unconscious. And, in point of fact, at the deepest levels of reverse sleep, we're tapping into the collective unconscious. We're tapping into a universal storehouse of all knowledge. And that's exciting. There's a lot of exciting information down there, you know. And we can tap into that and get access to that. And that's the real implications of reverse speech at its deepest levels.
So you have been one of the things you've been able to do is to verify what Jung postulated, the existence of a collective unconscious with reverse speech technology.
Oh, sure. There's no doubt in my mind that there's a collective unconscious. Jung was absolutely correct. And any student of reverse speech will tell you that yes, reverse speech does verify Jung's claims. And if Jung was alive today, he'd be on the next plane to Adelaide. Adelaide's where I live, by the way, for those who don't know. Adelaide, capital city of the state of South Australia, down the bottom of Australia on the south coast.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway.
Now, the temperature there is obviously you're in the opposite season from the northern hemisphere, but
We're heading into autumn now, so I don't know, it's probably been about 25 degrees today, centigrade. Nice and pleasant.
Yeah. All right. Well, we know what's coming here in Arizona. It's really great right now. It's spring weather and flowers in bloom, and you know we're just waiting for the 118 degrees Fahrenheit.
We had those sort of temperatures this summer. Oh man, it was hot. Anyway, let's look into reversals on Barack Obama, okay? And this is from the State of the Union. Let's start off. Here's the first one.
Most fuel-efficient cars in the world.
I'm talking about making the most fuel-efficient cars in the world.
Most fuel-efficient cars in the world.
And here he says, ugly blank.
Oh. Okay.
No, I guess he doesn't like the way the fuel-efficient cars look.
Yes.
Yeah, they do all have this rather podgy sort of look about them, don't they?
Ah, so he doesn't seem to be enthralled on the unconscious level.
No, he doesn't. Ugly blank sums it all up, doesn't it? We're going to call him Mr. Incongruent, I think. All right, so here's another one on Barack.
Energy strategy I announced a few years ago is working.
Okay, and he says, let's find out.
Let's find out. Let's find out.
Oh.
Let's find out.
So he's not sure that it's working at all.
Oh.
He needs to go and find out. He needs to go and he knows that. He needs to go and back his figures up. Okay? He's making a statement that he doesn't know is true or not. Okay? here's a funny one. Yeah, let's run this.
You can get ahead in America. Let's face it. That belief has suffered some serious blows.
And here he says, Mr. Fussett.
Mr. Fussett. Mr. Fussett.
I think he's talking about himself as being Mr. Fussett. He's fussed around and has dealt it serious blows. How I would interpret that. And I don't know. Now here's an interesting one, so I hope I've got enough forwards to get a work out what this means.
This is an age America cannot surrender.
This is an age America cannot surrender.
This is an edge America cannot surrender.
This is an
edge.
Edge America cannot surrender.
And here he says, no Hispanic.
No Hispanic.
So why would he say no Hispanic? That's bizarre. I don't know why he would say that. He's got Hispanics in his cabinet, doesn't he?
I believe he does, yeah.
I know. Anyway, all right. Make of that what you will.
Yeah. Huh? Another cryptic one.
Yeah, that is a rather cryptic one. Yeah, all right. All right, here we have another one.
And weakened the economic foundations that families depend on.
He says, our method.
Our method.
Yeah.
Our method.
Nice and clear.
Our method.
Yep, nice and clear. Yep, okay, all right. Okay, so that's the congruent one, wasn't it? Let's play that again. What's he saying forwards? Plays it forwards again.
And weakened the economic foundations that families depend on.
Oh, well, that's not a congruent one at all. That's the method. That is the weaker. Oh, no. Oh, no, my.
We thought we had a good one there, but
he's
running through the form.
Oh, my. So here's the forward. This captures the forwards. Okay, here's the forwards.
And weakened the economic foundations that families depend on.
Our method.
Jeez.
Our method.
All right. He's not shaping up very well in this State of the Union address, is he?
Not very well at all.
No, not very well at all. And this one is not a good one either. Here's the forwards.
But the budget compromise should leave us freer to focus on creating new jobs.
And here it says, sick wolf.
Sick wolf. Sick wolf. Sick wolf.
Huh. All right, I guess he's got a sick wolf. He's not, what's the forwards again? So that means he's not motivated. So here's the forwards.
But the budget compromise should leave us freer to focus on creating new jobs.
Is he talking about the collective, about, he's saying in the plural we, so I mean, is the sick wolf, is that referring to the economy or?
No, to him and his administration.
All right.
Yeah, I'll play it again.
But the budget compromise should leave us freer to focus on creating new jobs.
Should leave us freer. So us, as in the administration.
Okay.
But he can't do that because he's got a sick wolf.
Sick wolf. Sick wolf. Sick wolf.
Wow.
Yeah, wow was the word. All right. Okay, here's another one.
But America does not stand still, and neither will I.
Oh, wow. Good on you, Brock. Go for it. And it says backwards, snake stands on earth.
Snake stands on earth.
Oh.
Snake stands on earth.
Wow.
Snake stands on earth.
It sounds like stands plural. Snake stands on earth.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Sorry, Snake stands on earth. Right.
Snake stands on earth.
Wow.
Snake stands on earth. Snake stands on earth.
How did America re-elect this guy? I mean, I just don't understand it.
Okay, now, and for those of you that are new listeners, the wolf is a common metaphor in reverse speech. It's our strength, our motivation. What is the significance of the snake in
deception, cunning, conniving? It's the opposite of serpent in reverse speech, and serpent is healing and nurturing. But the snake, the opposite is deception. So snake stands on earth. I would imagine he's referring to himself as a snake, is how I would interpret reversal. I mean, let's go and play it again.
Has he had a congruent reversal yet?
Nope. Nope, not one. And I didn't find these folks. These are all sent to me. Got nothing to do with me. I say that because, look, I mean, in the 90s when I was fairly big in America, I was frequently accused of being politically biased. I kept on trying to tell people, listen, I'm an Aussie. I didn't even know what the Democrats and Republican Party meant until a few years ago.
That's an indication of how the interest in reverse speech has just expanded tremendously, because David has no more time to look for political reversals where he used to be able to do that. Now he doesn't have the time to do that anymore. So other people are sending him the reversals. And as David hasn't looked for any of these reversals, nor has he isolated the reversals. He's simply playing the reversals that other people have found. So,
yep. That's exactly correct. All right, so here's the forwards on this one.
But America does not stand still, and neither will I. Snare stands on earth. Snare stands on earth.
These are really good reversals, David. I mean,
they are very good reversals. Yeah, they are.
We've had only one that had one word that didn't measure up, but a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, no, this is really good stuff. Yep. All right, and that's a rather incongruent reversal. Then we have another metaphor.
State of the Union.
Sorry?
The State of the Union is in dire need of a great deal of help, it sounds like.
It certainly is. The State of the Union is not in good shape.
My goodness.
Oh, dear me. Come to Australia to live, everyone. It's nice down in Australia.
Oh.
I like living here. It's very well. Okay, so here's the four.
Probably liking it a lot even better after this show with the State of the Union reversals.
Uh-huh. Yep, absolutely. All right, so here's another one.
And my administration's launched two hubs for high-tech manufacturing in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Youngstown, Ohio.
All right, now this might be a congruent reversal. The Sheriff's Endowment.
The Sheriff's Endowment.
Yeah.
The Sheriff's Endowment.
There it is.
The Sheriff's Endowment.
All right, Sheriff is a metaphor. Okay, look, reverse speech talks about at the deep level of the unconscious, we live by rules and laws of behavior. These, you know, a law might say, you will be successful. Or a law might say, I'm a failure. And the sheriff is a part of the mind that ensures we live by those rules and laws in our deep unconscious. And the sheriff's endowment is, this is a law that we will enact. This is something that we will do. So the sheriff's endowment is something that I approve of. and will enact and will make happen. So this is a congruent reversal.
So here's
the forwards.
And my administration's launched two hubs for high-tech manufacturing in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Youngstown, Ohio.
Well, I guess they have. Yeah, so that means that he has launched these two hubs. I don't know. I guess he has. I don't know anything about.
Now, how common or uncommon is that reversal, the sheriff?
Fairly common. Yeah. Yeah, I'll hear it reasonably often. Yep.
All right.
Fairly common. Well, you know, I mean, it's not one of the major mad defaults, but it does occur. All right. Well, here's another reversal that references the snake again. So, well, here's the forwards.
Strengthen the middle class and build new ladders of opportunity into the middle class.
This one says the snake eaters.
The snake eaters.
The snake eaters.
There it is.
The snake eaters.
Well, whatever. Make of that what you will. And we've got another one that says the worst. Be curious to see what he's talking about forwards here.
Or paper thin material that's stronger than steel.
Oh, yeah, what's he talking about?
Or paper thin material that's stronger than steel.
Huh. And he says the worst.
The worst. The worst. The worst.
Well, that's an incongruent reversal. Okay. He's talking about some paper thin material that's stronger than steel. I don't know what he's talking about. But the worst is a direct contradiction or another incongruent reversal. And then we have, this is the last one. Okay, here we go.
Biggest factors in bringing more jobs back is our commitment to American energy.
And here it says, them that cause it.
Them cause it.
Huh.
Them cause it.
I wonder what that means. Them that calls it. Yeah, that's one of the forwards again.
Biggest factors in bringing more jobs back is our commitment to American energy.
Them that calls it.
Them that calls it. Them that calls it.
Huh.
Them that calls it.
Not too sure what that one would mean. It's probably a congruent reversal, I think. Talking about, the forwards again.
Biggest factors in bringing more jobs back is our commitment to American energy.
Well, I guess he is committed to American energy. I would interpret that as a congruent reversal. So there we go. 2 out of about 15.
Well, now I'm looking here at reversal, the sheriff's endowment. I'm looking in the Metaphor Dictionary, and this is one of the books that David has written, which you can purchase on David's website, reversespeech.com. And during the 30 years that David has been researching reverse speech, he's compiled a dictionary of metaphors which recur with varying frequency in reverse speech. And so it's all I have to do is just look it up right here in the dictionary, in the metaphor dictionary. And we see sheriff, which is a structural metaphor. It says, see also marshal, the lawgiver, the part of us that keeps behavior organized. Someone without a good sheriff has very loose behavior with no personal boundaries. The sheriff makes us follow the rules, the ability to adhere to one's personal code of conduct. So there you have it. And this is a vital part of anybody's arsenal to study reverse speech is the metaphor dictionary. David.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, I get a lot of requests for the metaphor dictionary. We sell quite a few of those. Actually, it's probably the most ordered book off my website is the metaphor dictionary. A lot of amateur reverse speeches out there, I guess.
And the metaphors will be there over and over again when you're searching for reversals. They'll jump right out at you.
Yeah, they certainly will. Yeah, they're all there. Yeah, they absolutely are. People people compliment me a lot on the dictionary. It's a fine achievement, that one. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you're adding to, I mean, there's, you mentioned in the class, that, you're constantly finding, new metaphors, which, you're going to eventually update the dictionary, because there are more that you've discovered since you wrote that dictionary.
Oh yeah, a whole lot more. I've got to update it. Got to update it. Like I need to create two more of me. Hey, I'm coming to America in April. Did I tell you that?
Oh no.
Yeah, on the way to London. I'm lecturing to the, British Psychological Society in May, which is, very exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. And, it's the same flight time to fly via America than it is to fly direct to London via Adelaide.
All right.
So I'm going to stay in Portland for a week. I'll only be there for a week, staying with my right-hand man, Jeff.
All right. Okay, we're out of time. Thank you so much, David. We'll
no worries.
See next
you
week
soon.
With more of her speech. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. See ya.
Haven't you always wanted your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker? To get the word out about the fastest growing news talk outlet in the independent media? Joe Joseph here for TruthFrequencyRadio.com. KTFRN and LibertyStickers.com have teamed up to give you your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker. For free! Just go to TruthFrequencyRadio.com/stickers today. And don't forget to visit our friends at LibertyStickers.com, home of the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. Their vast selection and quality of stickers are second to none. TruthFrequencyRadio.com, because silence is consent.